It's now unclear if the much-trumpeted target of having 82% of adults offered a COVID-19 vaccine by the end of next month can be met. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, told the Dáil this morning that there'll be hundreds of thousands fewer of the one-dose J&J vaccine, seen as crucial to the plan, delivered next month, as well as continuing supply problems with AstraZeneca. The admission comes as the government prepares the next stage of its plan to reopen society and the economy, a plan which hinges, at least in part, on the progress of the vaccination rollout. We'll have more on that shortly, but first, this report on today's Dáil statement by the Minister for Health from Sinead Spain.
For June, we were expecting, contracted to receive about 470,000 doses of Janssen. The best case I have as of this morning is that we would receive about half of that. So that would be about 235,000 doses.
Thank you, Minister.
And the worst case, which the deputy was looking for as well, believe it or not, deputy, could be as low as around 60,000 in June.
The bombshell news delivered by Health Minister Stephen Donnelly in response to a question from Sinn Féin's David Cullinan. Minister Donnelly had been explaining how half the adult population will have at least one dose of a vaccine by the end of this week, when he was forced to admit that the target of 80% vaccination by the end of June is now looking unlikely. He told Social Democrat co-leader Roisin Shortall the government has no information on how many AstraZeneca doses are on the way.
As we know, unfortunately, the supplies from AstraZeneca have consistently been under. The company has not been able to give detail as to how much it will be under for June, but as soon as I have that, I would make it available.
What's the level of concern on that, Minister, at the moment?
It's an ongoing concern.
Deputy Roisin Shortall also asked if consideration has been given to an alternative vaccine for a second dose.
There has been no suggestion that we would switch out the second AstraZeneca dose for, say, one of the mRNA vaccines. At this point, all of the vaccines we have are committed to the various age cohorts that have opened up.
The sitting also heard from a number of deputies about people having to travel long distances for their job. Here's deputies Darren O'Rourke, Jed Nash, Mairead Farrell, Mark O'Cahasig, Fergus O'Dowd and Thomas Pringle.
People on the Dublin border, in Ashburn, Ratote, Dunshaughlin, Dunboyne are receiving appointments not at the Helix, not at City West, not at Simonstown.
I mean, Dublin and the rest of the country have streaked ahead in terms of the vaccination of those who are aged between 50 and 69, but 50 to 59 and 50 to 69 year olds in Louth and Meath have been left behind.
Minister, I just want to raise with you, a number of people have been in contact with me from Connemara who said that their GP isn't providing them with the vaccine and they're having difficulties going into Ballybrit, which is the vaccination centre in Galway City. Of course, there's no bus or train into Ballybrit for these people.
In Waterford, so in West Waterford in particular, I know up around Tallow and Ballyduff, people are being referred to a vaccination centre in Killarney. I believe it's to do with the postcode or the air code, but there is an irony that people are being made to travel across two counties when we're only after opening up inter-county travel.
Are you concerned about the progress of the rollout in any county in particular?
Yes, I am. There's been various issues raised around Meath and Louth, for example. Those issues, we've responded to those, and if there are any localised issues that we're made aware of, we will do everything we can to respond. We want as even a rollout as possible.
As the Cabinet prepares to look at reopening travel and hospitality, there was some hope that American tourists might be able to come here later in the summer.
It's highly likely, I think, that the US will be part of one of the partner countries with the Digital Green Certificate.
And under questioning from Sinn Féin's Thomas Gould, the minister was able to offer some clarity on what might be given the green light later this summer.
For the last month, I've been contacting your office and the HSC and others, trying to find out there's a snooker hall and want to know can they reopen their business. But they don't know when they're due to reopen. They don't know if they fall under gyms or indoor hospitality. And there's other businesses out there who are confused, who want to follow the guidelines.
And with regard to the snooker hall, it's a great question. I would suggest it probably doesn't qualify as a gym unless you're playing some type of snooker, deputy, that I'm not familiar with. But I think it's a very fair question, and I'll make sure that it is discussed and is dealt with in the cabinet discussions on the next phases of opening. And thank you for raising it with me.
The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, speaking in the Dáil this morning.